This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And these are Troglodytes.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This is what I think troglodytes look like.
So there's definitely a usage of the word troglodyte. Like, I've used troglodyte to refer to an unrefined person. I did a search. Like, that's like a name for like cavemen. Like, yeah. You know, they just like really crude hominids or whatever. But in D&D terms, they are like reptile men.
If you like, a good way to get that troglodyte would be the Shadowrun troglodyte, which is just like a weird little like cave goblin.
Yeah.
You know,
this doesn't seem like the name of this thing doesn't match up for me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the big things for me.
Yeah.
You know, is it just like, oh, this is just another lizard man. Like, and we have lizard men.
We've had scads of them before, and they hit most of the same notes, right? Like, oh, they blend in with their environment. They tend to attack at ambushes. They hate humanity above all others. The thing that really gets me, and I wish that more monsters actually use this, is these things smell so terrible.
Yeah. It's a real multi-sensory.
Yeah, monster. I love the idea that when they're threatened, they're covered with foul-smelling slime.
Yeah, I like the slime part of them as well.
Yeah,
they're also kind of idiots too. Like, they just love steel. You know, it's like Tucker, like from the movie Tucker. You know, they're just like, it's all steel, like, you know, American steel. Like, let's do it. Like, that's the valuable thing, is like steel. And then they just like, oh, like dipshits, like, these gems that you use as toilet paper can be exchanged for all the steel you could ever want.
No, I keep steel.
No. Yeah, you have a 7 intelligence. How can you not figure this out? Like, you know.
Well, they're chaotic evil, so that makes them immediately dumber. A 7 on chaotic evil is basically a 2 for any other alignment.
Exactly. It's like either evil genius or absolute nincompoop.
Right.
And no points in between when it comes to evil as an alignment. And that's that's, we've talked about evil as a problem. A problem alignment.
Evil has a problem.
We talked about evil as a problem. Our show, we zoom way back. And before we can talk about anything, we really have to discover, like really establish terms.
Yeah. And like, you know, first principles, I think that's a little bit too zoomed in. We have to go with like the zeroth principles.
Yeah. It's an array. Yeah. It's an array in programming terms that starts with zero. So zero principles.
Yes.
Good and evil. What even are they? What do those words mean?
Yeah. Let's just have a rap session about this. I think evil is probably a little bit more substantial than I can change colors and I like throwing javelins.
I stink sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at a level with everybody listening to this. Like, right now, I don't smell super great.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'm probably not rocking like a 1 or 2 on the trog scale, but the trog scale is huge, you know? That's like rocking a 5 or 6 on the human scale.
True. Yeah, man, all these conversion charts.
Yeah. I also wish these guys would form a band called the Trogs in the D&D universe and sing Love Is All Around.
Yeah, and then they
could be about steel.
You know? Yeah, steel is all around.
Like, it doesn't make a good song.
Yeah. Wait, Steel Mill? Mike Mills? Steel Mills?
Steel Mills. Man, that'd be a good name. Mike Steel Mills.
Ooh.
That's a good name for him. Yeah. We ought to be pretty close to being done with just like, here's a shitty humanoid, right?
I don't know. I looked just, like, we're way near the end of this book.
Yeah. We are sorry to be away from the microphone there for a second. Yeah. Like, we won't run into this problem again, I don't think. Right? Because this is the basic, like, we're not doing a basic D&D manual. So now we've done goblin and troglodyte and like any number of these things, we'll never have to do them again.
Right. Those are all like there. I think the closest that you get is something like a Yeti. I'm just even referring to it like in the remainder of this book. Yeah.
Yeah. I say we're getting to the end. We get to the end. We do a couple, we take a couple weeks off, like a little tiny break between seasons. And because this is a ludicrous number of episodes for season one. But and then we come back with we talked about Shadowrun, which would be real quick. Mm-hmm. And then whatever comes back after Shadowrun, we just make a real effort and like. No more demi humans, like Scarlet Witch voice. No more demi humans.
Right.
I think that's something we should work on.
Yeah.
Because these things, man.
Yeah.
These things.
Not too much to them.
You know, I'm glad, like, I think that one of the things we don't talk about this project when we're making Goose on the show it's going to be nice at the end of this to have been like, oh yeah, I read the Monster's Manual cover to cover.
Yeah.
Like, it all blurs together, but it doesn't mean that, like, when somebody mentions something, I'll be like, oh yeah, that thing. You know, it's still good. I'm just going to have some knowledge from it.
Yeah.
It's just, it really goes to show the weakness of early D&D in a way. You know, for strengths and weaknesses.
For sure. And I think that, you know, the cardinal sin of this particular book that we chose to do is that it is a compilation of a bunch of different books that were assembled with no mind, like, what kind of repetition was involved.
Right. Does anything fulfill this goblin purpose already?
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, goblins.
Or also, like, I think that alphabetical is a terrible way to organize these things.
Yeah.
Like, there could be a chapter on demigods.
I think.
What's that?
That's always going to be the case. I think, know. Though.
Yeah.
Because they're reference books. But you're for our purposes.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, I don't think it's that unreasonable to ask a person 30 years ago to cater to our needs.
Like, to get in the time tunnel and talk to Danny Demihuman and get him to buck the fuck up.
Yeah. So somebody wrote in and like, hey, don't skip over those because you can do campaign hooks. The only campaign hook that I can think of for a troglodyte, because they talk about like, oh, they, you know, they have these riches that they don't really understand are valuable, but it's all mixed in with their half-eaten food and stuff. Like, pretty much all gold in a D&D setting is treated the same. It's like just a liquid asset that anybody can, you know, can use.
Mm-hmm.
What if you brought back a hoard of gold from a troglodyte sting gone bad?
Yeah, it's just
and nobody would take it because it's like stench. It's stinky. It's like stinky pennies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like ass pennies.
Yeah.
But, you know, from everyone's favorite,
UCB sketch. Yeah.
It used to be, you know, well, yeah. And the, when you first said that, you're talking about them not knowing the value of their riches.
Uh-huh.
It sounded all the world like you said, there's this thing in this book about how they don't know the value of their britches. And I was like,
they can just take or leave their pants.
Yeah. Just like, and I'm like, hey, troglodyte, high five.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.